What's up, guys?
Matthew.
Well, it's huge, obviously. You know, before the game, I think we both have made the playoffs, but we came here to win the NFC North. That's exactly what we did. Get a home game and really kind of keep this playoff atmosphere, this playoff vibe that we've had going for the past 6 weeks going. So I think it's huge. We didn't want to limp into the playoffs, but, we finished strong. I think, what is that, 5 out of 6 years that, we won the North. So that's a big accomplishment. It shows the sustained success. But, now that we're in this, these playoffs, it's about, taking it to the next level.
Clay, how much more rewarding is the fact you guys were 4-6? People are down here now. You're NFC North champion.
Well, we hold ourselves accountable for, put ourselves in that position, no doubt about it. We dug ourselves out, but, at the beginning of the year, we're not shying away from our expectation. That's obviously not only to make the playoffs, but to get back to where, we want to go. So, it feels good, but we feel like, we deserve to be here. The great thing is I think we're playing like we deserve to be here, and that's most important. So, next week should be a good one.
Aaron said,
are we playing Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
At what time?
3:35.
Is that the early game?
Yeah.
Late.
What about that advantage?
I'm sorry, what?
Aaron was saying run the table. Do you have the confidence this team has what it takes to continue to run the table and make it 4-1?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not to take it back to 2010, but, we had to go on the road and, win some critical games. And we kind of peaked towards, we had to win the last two. We're here. Shoot, we had to win the last six. So, we feel good about where we're at as a team. We feel like there's obviously some room for improvement, no doubt about it. But, you have to like, what we're doing and where we're headed, especially, in this last part of the season into the playoffs, because no one remembers what you did early in this year.
Your defense held it together in the last two or three of your defensive backs in that game.
Yeah, it's, it's kind of been an unfortunate deal with us. And I know in the first game, we were down 3 or 4 DBs, so it's not much different. Stafford had some success in some of those, man-to-man coverages, throwing it up, some of those 50-50 balls. But, we did a good job. And I think, from a defensive standpoint, we really put our defensive backs first and then put the, D-line second and trying to keep Stafford from, using his legs to extend the pocket. So it was difficult at times for us in the front four to really create pressure. But, at the end of the day, we did the job.